John's major success did not go unnoticed by the music industry or his contemporaries. There was another artist who'd also had major success in the 70s, but had also fallen on hard times by the mid-80s. That was former Sherbet singer Darryl Braithwaite, who was on the dole and labouring on the roads when Whispering Jack exploded. Before long, he'd signed a new record deal following the Farnham blueprint. Here's Darryl.
John's success really was, it was motivational for me, I guess because we were both about the same age and he had struggled, from what I read, to get that album together and get the support that he ended up with. I sincerely thought when I heard that song and then the album, Whispering Jack, I thought, if ever I've got a chance, it's now. I didn't do my album until about a year and a half or 2 years later, but John had opened up the doors for all of us who were in our, I guess, in our 40s and stuff like that. And but the thing was, he did it with so much passion.
Not only did Darryl admire what John had done, he and producer Simon Hussey went directly to the source for a comeback hit.
For As the Days Go By, Simon suggested, why don't we try and get John Farnham? And I remember thinking, okay. Anyway, we made contact with Glenn Wheatley and John came in and then he started singing some of the high, these things. And lo and behold, Simon had a word to him. He asked John if, John, would you mind, you've done As the Days Go By, what about a couple of other tracks? And I remember specifically going off to get him some Panadol because after he'd had a go at As the Days Go By, it really took it out of him and then he ended up with a headache.
Talking in 1988, John was typically modest when told in interviews that his success in his late 30s directly helped Darryl Braithwaite's comeback.
Darryl Braithwaite's got a new album coming out shortly and I'm a great admirer of Darryl's and I have heard some of it and it sounds terrific. And that's other people's material, and he's interpreting it well. I mean, he's chosen the stuff that works for him, and he's performing it the way he hears it done.
And I think that without you, maybe record companies wouldn't have looked at him as closely.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I'm glad that that's opened some doors. That's terrific. It made me feel good.